What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Anthony in Staten Island. What's up, Anthony?
How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
How's everything going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to talk to you about the Yankees. They're a very dysfunctional organization. Now, you might say, well, how? Well, Steinbrenner and Cashman, he's an absentee owner. He's not putting his time into the team. He's letting Cashman be the owner. He's letting Cashman run the team, and Cashman's not doing a good job. When George was alive, and George was had a backbone to Cashman, and when George,
they were never dysfunctional with George Steinbrenner. I mean, never. I mean, when he was hiring, you know, people to dig up dirt on his stars because he didn't like paying them, there was never any dysfunction there. Or when Mel Hall was bringing in live animals, live cougars, and taking 15-year-old girls to sport to team functions, there was never any dysfunction with the Yankees then. And when they were worst team in baseball in 1990 and 1991 and 1989, nope. Everything was hunky-dory.
They ended up winning 4 World Series in 5 years right after that.
Because he got banned.
I guess you're right, but what is Hal doing? But
what makes you think he's not an absentee owner? He's allowing Brian Cashman, who has a track record of winning for 30 years, whether you disagree with that, well, first of all, you can't disagree with that. Whether you disagree, he's still doing a good job or not, that's fair. That's up for debate. They haven't won a championship in 15 years. Whether or not Brian Cashman is still doing a good job is without question a legitimate point if you want to make it. But he's allowing Brian Cashman, who he believes in, to run the franchise. Now, he stepped in when it looked like Aaron Judge was going to go to San Francisco. He stepped in and said, what do you need? I'll give you the extra year and $40 million if you want it. He did it. But he allows Brian Cashman to run the organization. Yeah, just like right now, Cohen is allowing David Stearns to run the Mets. That's what typically is what happens. You pick someone to run your baseball operations, and you allow them to do it. How George did it a different way.
Cohen. At least you hear from Cohen. He shows his face.
Yeah, when he calls the entire fan base losers.
I mean,
he calls them idiots, rather. Excuse me. No, look, I mean, yeah. No, Hal, you're right. He doesn't speak that much. Not a lot of owners do. He's not out in public. There's no doubt about it. He speaks occasionally. And when he did this year on the Zoom, it was an absolute joke. And he did a terrible job, and what a terrible job of PR he had. Oh my God, talking about his bills and everything. Be the first one to admit it. Now, again, I would push back on dysfunctional. I don't think the Yankees are dysfunctional at all. I don't think they're dysfunctional at all. They have not done a good enough job. Hal hasn't been willing to spend that little bit extra to have a full, complete team. He's not like his father in that manner, where he's not going to just go out and spend a ton of money. But again, the George conversation is so dumb, in my opinion, especially if you're going to bring up dysfunction. I mean, if you're going to bring up dysfunction and then tell me, you know, George would have never allowed this. Like, George was pretty freaking dysfunctional. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know why we have this, like, mis... Like we for some reason we are unable to remember all we remember is the positive of George, where there was plenty. He's a great owner. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. I love George. But when you call up and say that there was only dysfunction, he hired the same manager 35 times, fired him 35 times. One of the great Yankees of all time, Yogi Berra, didn't want to step foot inside the building because he fired him 18 games into a season. He hired a private investigator to dig up dirt on his greatest player because he didn't like the contract he signed. Like, come on. I'm not even trying to knock George, but you can't call me up and say, how's dysfunctional if only his father was around? Like, I mean, are we losing it, people? Am I the only... And I wasn't even around back then, and I know this stuff. You want to tell me that they didn't try to win as much? Fine.
You want to tell me his father would have spent more money? Fine. You want to tell me George would have fired Hal and Boone and you'd be happier? Fine. I don't know if winning necessarily would have accompanied it, but you're right. There is no chance in the world Brian Cashman would, if George were the same age as his son right now and running it as a 40, 50-year-old man, there is no doubt in my mind Brian Cashman would have hit the road years ago. Aaron Boone would not be the manager 8-9 years without a World Series championship. He'd be gone. There is no doubt, 100% accurate. That I agree with. Doesn't mean that they would have won, because you mentioned those championships built without him. Specifically without him. Like, that's the story of the building. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just a coincidence that it was built without him. Gene Stickmichael was allowed to operate without him, and that's why the team was built. And that's why Bernie Williams wasn't traded. And that's why Mariano Rivera wasn't traded. Because George wasn't around there, wasn't around to screw it up like he screwed up the end of the 80s and early 90s. When the fan base at Yankee Stadium applauded with a standing ovation the day he was banished. Now again, this is just me pushing back. That's not the complete story of George Steinbrenner. That's not. George was a great businessman who took over a poorly run Yankee team and within a couple of years built a championship. And he spent a ton of money and he cared very much about winning. And I am glad he bought the team. I am glad he ran the team. I love George. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a great owner. But if you're going to call me up and tell me his son has allowed the team to become dysfunctional and he wouldn't have allowed it, I'm going to give you the pushback on everything I just said. Because everything I just said was accurate. So I get it. We're not happy they haven't won. Doesn't mean we have to make stuff up. His son should go spend money instead of crying about paying bills. You want to say that to me? Right on board with you. Instead of crying about how much money he's given to the city, go out there and build a team that can win a championship. There you go. I'm with you. They're not dysfunctional. They're about as functional as operations go. They are the epitome of functional. We're just not happy with functional anymore. Nobody throws parades for functional. Nobody's sitting around going, oh my God, the New York Yankees, they're so functional. I mean, I will every once in a while, and I get killed for it. They're not dysfunctional. They're the opposite of dysfunctional. They just haven't built the best baseball team in the American League very much. And they haven't built the best baseball team in baseball in 15 years. They've been good enough to win. I'll still stand by that. They were good enough to win. Last year's team was good enough to win. They didn't. I believe that. I think that you could point to a bunch of teams. The 2024, the last 2 years, the Yankees have been good enough to win. They haven't. 2019, good enough to win. Didn't. 2018, good enough to win. Didn't. 2017, good enough to win. Didn't. There's years mixed in there where they weren't good enough to win. 22, by the end of the season, not good enough to win. 23, clearly not. Even 2020, not good enough. But I think a lot of the years they are good enough to win, they just don't. Proof of losing is not proof of could not win. The undefeated Patriots guaranteed prove that as much as any team, since we're talking about the Giants a lot here. But, like, dysfunctional? Yeah, I don't know about dysfunctional.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.